Good. So what nafkamina do we have between these different approaches? So main nafkamina that we have is, what about when you're going to have a case of mamon hekdesh, but mi'ila is not shaykh to that mamon hekdesh? So for example, let's say you have karka. So there's exeris hakos of that mi'ila doesn't apply to karka. But it's still mamon hekdesh. It's still shaykh to hekdesh. So are you going to have the ptur of mazik hekdesh? So most of the Rishonim say, absolutely, you're still going to have the Ptur. Tosos Bavakami Yud Bezim and Beis says that way. Tosos Rabbeinu Peret says, the Ptur of Mi'ila on Karka is just like Xeris HaKosov. But that doesn't change the fact that this is Nichsei Hekdish. And therefore, you'll still have the Ptur of Mazik Hekdish. But the way the Maharshal reads the second day of Rashi on Vavam and Beis, so according to the Maharshal, you would actually have a Chiyuv of Mazik Hekdish in this case. The Ptur would not apply. The Maharshal says that because Mi'ila is not shaykh to the karka, therefore it's considered like Nichsei Hedjot. So what's a Nekudas HaMachlokas, or how are we going to explain the Chiddush of the Maharshal? Apparently the Maharshal read the Mishnah on Tesamid Beis very literally. When the Mishnah said that Chiyuv Tashlumi Nezek applies only to Nechasim She'in Bohen Mi'ila, so the Maharshal read that very literally. What would motivate one to read the Mishnah literally? Perhaps the first approach that we suggested. If the Yesod Haptur of Mazik Hekdesh is because Dine Mi'ila usurp Dine Mazik, because we deal with this Nezek in terms of Mi'ila and not in terms of regular Choshen Mishpat Nezek, so then you're going to need Mi'ila in order to apply the Ptur of Mazik Hekdesh. The Mi'ila itself will be Koveya. Therefore, says the Maharshal, perhaps when you don't have Mi'ila, even if you have Nichsei Hekdesh, you're still going, so then you will have the Chiyuv of Nezek. Masha Einkein, Lefi the other Rishonim who say that you're going to still have the Ptur, even when you don't have Mi'ila, and they don't read the Mishnah literally on Tesamid Beis, so they'll take one of the other two approaches. Either they'll say that there's a chisaron of bailus, even if there's no mi'ila, or they'll say that this is a din in the kedusha sachefta, and this chefta is still hektish, even if mi'ila doesn't apply to it, and therefore the ptur will still apply. Next, another nafkamina could arise from the hekef minei nizikin to which the ptur mazik hektish applies. What types of nizikin are included in this ptur? So I thought the analysis would go as follows. If the Ptur of Mazik Hekdesh applies to some Nizikin but not to others, it's going to be very hard. It's going to be very hard to make the argument that the Ptur of Mazik Hekdesh is really based on either Dine Mi'ila usurping Dine Mazik or a Chisaron in Bailus. Why? Because those two approaches focus solely on the Nizak, right? On the status of the Nizak. If the Nizak belongs to Hekdesh, or if it has Dinei Mi'ila. If it belongs to Hekdesh, then all of the Chesroni Bailos will apply. And if it has Mi'ila, so then Dinei Mi'ila will usurp Dinei Mazik. Distinctions within the world of Nizikin have nothing to do with those two approaches. I think the only way you could explain distinctions within the Ptur, within the world of Nizikin, with the only way that you could explain why Ptur Mazik Hekdesh would apply to some Nizikin but not to others, would be based on our third approach as to the Kim Le Bidurabimine type of Mahalach. Joey, is Joey an exception? Okay, I'll get to you in a second. Okay, just let me get through this. So, to what types of Nizikin does Ptur Mazik Hekdesh apply? What are the facts? So the Ravid says it applies only to Karen Tam. That's based on the Xeris HaKosov, because the Xeris HaKosov comes from Shor Re'ehu. Re'ehu velo Shor Shel Hekdesh. And the explanation could be like a Shor Tam type of explanation. Especially if we limit it to Shor Tam and don't apply it to Shor Muad, that would really indicate that what we're trying to say here is that the Chiyuv of Chatzi Nezek and Shor Tam is a Chiddush in and of itself. So we're not going to apply it to Hekdesh, right? In the Chabau El Chidusha. But for all other Nizikin, so there'll be a Chiyuv. The Mi'iri distinguishes between Adam Amazik and all other Nizikin, at least one day in the Mi'iri, where he says that while all of Nizke Mamon will be Pater, Adam Amazik will be Chayav. And let's return to that in a second, because I think that Shita, maybe you could explain based on the third approach to the Ptur of Mazik Hekdesh. And the most Mistaber Shita, Tosos and Rashi and many other Rishonim, say that the Ptur Mazik Hekdesh applies to all Nizikin. all Nizkei Mamon and Adam Hamazik included. And once you say that, so then you could take whatever approach you want to take. How are we going to explain, though, the position in the Meiri that the Ptur applies to all Nizkei Mamon but not to Adam Hamazik? So again, just to repeat the analysis I said before, if you're going to be Mechayiv Adam Hamazik, it doesn't seem to make sense to say that the Ptur would rest on a Chisaron in Bailus or on Dine Mi'ilah usurping Dine Mazik. Because if that's the case, then what's Maishna Adam Hamazik from Nizkei Mamon? It's still the same Chefta that's being damaged, the same Chisaron of Bailus applies, and the same Dine Mi'ilah apply. So Maishna Adam Hamazik from the rest of Nizkei Mamon. Elamai. Perhaps what you could say is like this. If you're going to take the third approach, the Kimle Bidirabi Mine Chavala eclipsing approach, that it's just belittling and trivializing to deal with Nizkei Mamon, to deal with Nichsei Hekdesh on a quid pro quo level. So maybe what you could say is that that's true with regard to Nizkei Mamon, because Nizkei Mamon are quid pro quo. But Adam Hamazik, which is its own Mechayiv, perhaps, like what we saw in the Ramban and other Rishonim, Adam Hamazik, which is its own Mechayiv of just a Maise Nezek. This is not necessarily a quid pro quo type of thing. The Adam Hamazik has to pay because he did a Maise Nezek. Right? So maybe from that perspective, you could explain why Adam Hamazik would have to pay for Mazik Hektish. Because the whole trivializing Vort is not going to apply. Because the whole Yesod Hachiyuv of Adam Hamazik differs from the Yesod Hachiyuv of Nizkei Mamon. Not sure if we said that in Shir, but I think that's where we would go. And this also coheres nicely with some of the Havaminas in Rishonim, or at least the stance in Rishonim that the Ptur more obviously applies, that the Ptur is less obvious for Adam Hamazik than it is for Nizkei Mamon. Meaning, even within the world of Rashi and Tosos, that the Ptur at the end of the day applies both to Nizkei Mamon and Adam Hamazik, if we see this echo, that it more obviously applies to Nizkei Mamon than it does to Adam Hamazik, then that might be consistent with this other position in the Meiri that actually the Maskana distinguishes between Nizkei Mamon and Adam Hamazik. And we pointed to differences in formulations within the Tosfos as to whether that's true. Tosfos in Gittin and the Rosh and Bava Kama both say that the way that we learn the Ptur of Mazik Hektesh for Nizkei Mamon is based on a Kavachomer from Adam Hamazik. We already know Adam Hamazik based on Ishki Yochal Kodesh, and therefore we apply a Kavachomer from Adam Hamazik to other Nizkei Mamon. And that, again, just repeating what I just said, that will be consistent with the analysis that we applied for the Meiri. But Tosos in Bava Kama seems to say that Adam Hamazik doesn't have any more yichus than other Nizkei Mamon. Tosos in Bava Kama says that you're going to need a limud from Karen, Adam, and Bor in order to extend the Ptur to Shein V'Regel and other Nizkei Mamon. So what would lie behind Tosfos' logic in Bava Kama? So Rebbe pointed out, this is a very good Ara, that maybe this is consistent with Tosfos and Bava Kama and their view of Adam Hamazik. That Adam Hamazik is much more grouped with other Nizkei Mamon, according to Tosfos and Bava Kama, than it is with Chavala, or, you know, more distinguished from other Nizkei Mamon. And once that's the case, so then you don't have any more room to distinguish between Adam Hamazik and other Nizkei Mamon, such that you can't learn as a Kavachomer from Adam Hamazik to the other Nizkei Mamon. Just on that topic, I thought it was very interesting, and Rebbe already pointed this out in some Rishonim, but it's really mefurish in the Pnei Moshe in Gittin, in Perek HaNizakin, in a Perek Hei Halacha Aleph in the Yerushalmi. So the Pnei Moshe says, black on white, the drash on the Yerushalmi has two different makoros for the Ptur for Adam Hamazik and the Ptur for other Nizkei Mamon. Whereas Re'ehu paters for Nizkei Mamon, Ishki Yochal Kodesh paters for Adam Hamazik. And it's not that one is derived from the other the way that Tosfos says. It's two different makoros for Adam Hamazik and for Nizkei Mamon. Maybe, I'm not sure exactly what to do with that, but might that suggest that the character of the Ptur is different for Adam Hamazik and for other Nizkei Mamon? And that again would be added to our analysis of these distinctions between Adam Hamazik and Nizkei Mamon. Joey. All right, so far what we've seen, we've gone through three different approaches to the Ptur of Mazik Hektish. we've tried to go through some indications of each one of those approaches. We quoted the Reb Chaim, we went on a whole Arichos on how Reb Chaim might be an indication of the third approach, and we had two different nafkamina. Number one, what about some nichsei hekdesh without me'ila, machlokas between Tosos and Marshal? And number two, will we be able to distinguish between types of nizkei mamon, and especially between Adam Amazik and other nizkei mamon, that position in the Me'iri and other havaminos across Rishon? Finally, what nafkamina might apply to the scope of kachim that are included within the Ptur of Mazik Hekdesh? So we already discussed a kachay mizbeach versus kachay berek habayis. Limaskana, I'm not aware of any shitos that actually distinguish between those two realms when it comes to the ptur. I was quoting the Aruch HaShulchan in the Beis Medrash yesterday, where the Aruch HaShulchan says furish that the ptur applies to both kachay mizbeach and kachay berek habayis, and it certainly seems that way from all of the Rishonim. The only question is, you know, the analysis that we had in Reb Chaim before. But there do seem to be some other distinctions between types of kachim. For example, what about Meiser Behema? So Rebbe quoted this pretty often in our discussion of Mazik Hekdesh, and it comes from the Sugya in Yud Beis Amud Beis to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph from Yossi Haglili, Kachim Kalim, Mamon Bailim He. So would we apply the Ptur of Mazik Hekdesh to Meiser Behema? So this seems to be a machlokas between the Rishonim. The way the Lacha Mishnah reads the Rambam in Ches Aleph in Nizkei Mamon, so Lacha Mishnah says that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yossi Haglili, Kachim Kalim Mamon Bailim Heim, and therefore we would not apply the Ptur of Mazik Hekdesh to Meiser Behema. One would be Chayev for being Mazik Meiser Behema, because Meiser Behema is an instance of Kachim Kalim, and since Kachim Kalim or Mamon Bailim is sufficient to be Mechayev Tashlumei Nezek. Just on that point itself, why does Mamun Bailim make a difference? So you could formulate that maybe in one of two ways. Most obviously, or most compellingly, this would account for the Chisaron of Bailos idea. Meaning when it comes to Kachim, where you mamish have no, where the Bailim have no, have just, the Dine Mamonos are totally Mufka, so there you have a Chisaron of Bailos. But according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, Kachim Kalim are Mamun Bailim, so if it's Mamun Bailim, so then you wouldn't have that Chisaron of Bailos, and therefore the regular dinim of Mazik would apply. Maybe you could suggest that the fact that Kachim Kalim or Mamun Bailim would change our perspective on the Kedushas HaChefta, and distinguish the Kedushas HaChefta of Kachim Kalim from Kachay Kachim. But obviously that's a whole hektish Kachim topic, and I don't have enough to say on that. Okay. But according to Rashi in Bava Kamia and Gemal Amin Aleph, it seems to be that even Rabbi Yossi Haglili would be poter mazik hekdesh for Meiser Behema. Meaning to say that where even though Rabbi Yossi Haglili is mechayev for Bechor and for Shlamim, he would be poter for Meiser Behema.
Is that the way it goes? Yeah.
Right, that's the way it goes, right? Right, that's the way it goes. Lach Mishnah says that for the Rambam, you're going to be chayiv for Meiser Behema, whereas Rashi has a daya that you're going to be potter for Meiser Behema, even though you'd be chayiv for Bechor and Shlam.
Where's that Rambam?
The Rambam is in Ches Aleph. Okay, so just cross out what I wrote in the brackets, because the brackets don't make sense. But just the question that we would have to ask is what the difference would be between Meiser Behema and Bechor and Shlam. That's an open question. And it would be interesting to think about whether we would have rayos that the Kedusha of Meiser Behema might differ from the Kedusha of other Kachim Kalim, such that we might be more comfortable applying Ptur Mazik Hekdesh to Meiser Behema, even though it's Kachim Kalim. That's the only har I want to make. Next, Psulei HaMukdashin. So are Psulei HaMukdashin shayach to this whole discussion of Ptur Mazik Hekdesh? So Tosos in Bava Kama has this Mechudash approach that the Ptur of Psulei HaMukdashin in Bor is really an expression of Ptur Mazik Hektish. It's really an example of Ptur Mazik Hektish. And the Netziv takes Tosos to task, first of all, because you're only going to be Pater for Misa, you're not going to be Pater for Nezek. So, what kind of limud is that? And the Ramban in Gittin, the way we quoted it, I think it's on Mentesimid Beis, not Memches, also says that Psulei HaMukdashin is just, that's a specific din in Bor. That's a Ptur of Nizke Bor. That's not a Ptur of Mazik Hekdish. So how can we justify Tosfos' position that Psulei HaMukdashin would be an instance of Ptur Mazik Hekdish? So it's going to be very difficult to argue that the Ptur that Psulei HaMukdashin would be an expression of Ptur Mazik Hekdish if the Ptur of Mazik Hekdish rests on a Chisaron and Bailus. Because Psulei HaMukdashin are Nitan Lepidyon. The Bailin could do whatever they want with the Psulei HaMukdashin as long as they're Pudeh.
Isn't the case where there's already Pudeh? Or...
Is that clear?
Yeah, it's
so he said that it, who? What was the Maskana? Okay, so even if it's after the pidyon, even better. So and it's going to be very difficult to say that it's a chisaron and bailus, because it was already nifta, right? So what are you going to say? So I think what Rebbe suggested is that maybe this is like some remnant of the shem hekdish of the past shem hekdish that applied to this korban or to this kachin. And seemingly that would cohere nicely with the third approach that we suggested. Again, that the Ptur of Mazik Hekdish really rests on the Kedushas HaHefta. And the Chiddush of Tosfos is that it doesn't have to be Kadosh, it doesn't have to have the Kedusha B'Shas HaNezek. It just has to have some remnant of a Shem Hekdish from the past, such that there's like this stigma of the Shem Hekdish that applies even now. Yeah. Well, you're still going to have to explain why the Ptur only applies to Bor. That's true, right? Because the Ptur for Psulei HaMukdashin, even if it's looked at as a Ptur of Mazik Hekdish, only applies to the Nezikin of Bor. So why would that be? So Rabbi Kedarka wanted to tie that to the Mechayev of Yetziras HaTakala, right? What was the Pshat? Huh?
But then
the explanation is not really about Mazik Hekdish. Then it's a din in Bor.
Well, that was my Rav's question.
We're trying to explain Tosfos' position, though, that it would be a din in Ptur Mazik Hekdish.
He said that what I just said in the Shita, they said that there might be a chiyuv only by Bor, even when there's a Ptur by other. Way to explain that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Right. It makes sense like Abe Chiyuv. But to explain why this would be a Ptur of Mazik Hekdish, this would be an instance of Ptur Mazik Hekdish that only applies to Bor, right?
At least why it comes up.
Well, Lamaskana, it only applies to Bor. You can say it strongly.
Right, but then it expands on Hekdish and then Tosfos.
Yeah, but not the same Ptur.
Right.
So let's leave it at Tzarechin on that point. Okay, the last point is with regard to Kachim Shechayv V'Acharusan. Not sure really whether, I don't think this is really an Afkamina Tower question, but the topic came up, Agav, because we were distinguishing between different types of Kachim, and the Rishonim and Achronim ask why the Gemara in Yud Bezim Yud Bez had to be making the Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, that Kachim Kalim Mamon Bailim Him, why couldn't it be making the Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon, that Davar HaGorim LeMamon KeMamon Dami, and that would be another example where Mazik Hekdish would be Chayiv. So the Pnei Yoshua says, no, you wouldn't be Chayiv according to Rabbi Shimon, because Davar HaGorim LeMamon is only Grama. Okay, so that's a Din and Nezek. That's not really Shaykh to our topic. And the Ketzos says that no, really, according to Reb Shimon, you would be chayav for mazik hakdesh because of davar hagram lamamun kamamun dami. And the reason why we couldn't be making the Mishnah according to Reb Shimon was because it wouldn't be connected to dinei mi'ila. And the Mishnah says nachasim she'in bohem mi'ila. But for according to Reb Shimon, you would be chayav even for nachasim she'ash bohem mi'ila because it's davar hagram lamamun kamamun dami. So therefore, we couldn't be making the Mishnah like Reb Shimon. Again, that's just an interesting tidbit on different types of kachim with regard to this sugya, but I don't think it's really an afgamina of our question. So that concludes our discussion of mazik hakdesh. Bli nader tomorrow, we'll discuss meitav. Shkreich.